Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
New York has reached out to Boston in a time of tragedy. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Among the many gestures of prayer, support, and hope after the bombings at the Boston Marathon, one of the most moving occurred at Yankee Stadium the other night when the home team reached out figuratively and literally to the city of its most hated rival. A large electronic board outside Yankee Stadium had the Yankees and Red Sox logos flanking the words, "United We Stand." A moment of silence preceded the game against Arizona for the dead and injured in Boston after the marathon explosions. In the middle of the third inning, the stadium sound system played Sweet Caroline, which is the Red Sox' eighth inning anthem at Fenway Park, with Neil Diamond singing the lyric reaching out throughout the song. Despite bitter sports rivalries and political divides, this is the kind of attitude we expect from a nation united in the time of attacks on its own soil. No city suffered like New York during and after the 9/11 horror, and it showed the world how to recover from such a catastrophe and grow stronger in the process. Boston and New York sports fans won't give an inch when it comes to the Yankees and Red Sox, Jets, Giants and Patriots, Knicks and Celtics, and Rangers and Bruins. But in matters of homeland security, all of that should be, and apparently is, forgotten. The juxtaposition of internet stories and advertising covering the Boston Marathon remains troubling, however. CNN carries dozens of video updates, but many of them are preceded by graphic advertisements for the latest video war game called Battlefield 4. Certainly the producers who control ad placement have more sense than that. It must have resonated on the site called SB Nation when the video of support for Boston and New York featured a real-life and uplifting commercial for the U.S. Navy and its sea and air forces. From Atlanta to Oklahoma City to New York and now Boston, domestic terrorism has become part of today's culture. It's a far more common occurrence in the war-torn Middle East, but we have now had and will continue to have our share. Symbolic gestures from one city to the next help the healing and also show the rest of the world what a United States really means. This is Archansky. See ya.